Welcome one and all. This is Keith Anthony Blanchard with the Center of Light radio show. Every Monday night, the spaceship that heads for inner space fires off. I guess you can call me a spiritual astronaut exploring inner space. I have a most fantastic program for you tonight. I started off the show with a little bit of music from Satya Sai Baba. And I want to tell you a little story about my guest tonight, how this all led up to be. Back in 1999, I learned of a presence of an avatar on the planet by the name of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. I started reading every book I could find about the story of Sai Baba. And then Sai Baba started to come to me in dreams, making himself known, bringing me through different states of consciousness, which I thoroughly enjoyed, giving me lessons, giving me his darshan, blessings. One night after, during a dream, Sai Baba came to me and invited me to India, with not knowing how I was going to make this happen. I surrendered this idea to the universe, to God. 2 weeks later, I get a phone call from a lady I've never met by the name of Debbie. Hi, Keith. My name is Debbie. I hear you want to go to India. I have a round trip. I'm a flight attendant. I would hate the idea of you not being able to go see your holy man. Can I offer you a free first-class trip ticket? So I go see Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. While I was there, I brought a tape recorder, and I logged my entire experience while I was there with Sai Baba. 14 years later, I sit here in front of this microphone, just completing a book about Sai Baba and my experience with him in my life, but also while I was there in his ashram. About 5 or 6 days ago, I literally finished the final edit of the book on the very, very last page. I closed the document and said truly out loud, "Thank you, God." Closed the document. And when I closed the document, I got up from the computer and my phone rings. And it's by a wonderful dear friend of mine named Mona, with the invitation to bring upon the Center of Light show an avatar, Swamiji, who is, if I'm not mistaken, one with Sai Baba in an integrated kind of way, the same consciousness. But we're gonna get into some questions for Swamiji here shortly. Let me tell you a little bit about my most amazing guest tonight. And so tonight's show is going to be very different. We're going to have such amazing reverence and humility for the presence of my guest here on this show. Have you ever wondered what it would be like to sit and talk with an avatar, a divine incarnation, asking him questions about our world and where we are headed? Well, tonight, I am honored and humbled beyond words to have on the Center of Light radio show my guest, His Holiness Bhagavan Sri Viswayogi Viswamji Maharaj. Swamiji is here on this planet to make peace attainable and spirituality a realized reality and objective of humanity. This is why God has come and comes to Earth throughout the ages in human form. His Holiness Bhagavan Sri 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 Viswayogi Viswamji Maharaj is a spiritual humanist who is an embodiment of divine and unconditional love. Universal integration, peace, love, brotherhood, service to needy people, and propagation of human values are some of the goals Bhagavan Sri Viswayogi Viswamji Maharaj. Viswamji is constantly in a state of universal consciousness. He attained world consciousness by uniting his feeling with infinite feeling. He realized that God is in all. It has become possible for him to see God in all because he crossed the limiting barriers of the individual human person. His realization that there is immense unity between an individual and the universe is the result of and is a sacred boon of liberation, which he attained from the all-domineering self. Let's get right down to the show. Swamiji, welcome to the Center of Light.
40 divine blessings.
I'm glad you were here.
I am very happy to talk to you and to talk all the people who are listening to this radio program. And my hearty divine blessing to each and everyone who is working for peace and unity. We start our program with prayer. God is one, God is one, God is one for everyone. God is one, God is one, God is one for everyone. God is here, God is there, God, God everywhere. God, God everywhere, God, God everywhere. God is Rama, God is Krishna, God is Jesus, God is Nanak. God is Rama, God is Krishna, God is Jesus, God is Nanak. God is Allah, God is Buddha, God is Amma, God is Baba. God is one, God is one, God is one for everyone. God is here, God is there, God, God everywhere. God, God everywhere, God, God everywhere. God, God everywhere, God, God everywhere. Om, Amen.
Thank you, Swamiji. Swamiji, would you tell me, did you spend some time with Satya Sai Baba in India?
Yes. The power which is existing in Satya Sai, Shirdi Sai, and any spiritual leader, avatar, that is the same to the power which is existing in this body. Take an example. The electricity, the power in your house which is giving light, air, and everything, every effort also we are doing so much, we are getting benefits from the energy. All the people in their own houses, they are having connection with the power, energy, electricity, and they are getting the benefits. The power is only one, unique. In the same way, the power which existed in Shirdi Sai, the power which existed in Satya Sai, the power which existed in each and every avatar, the power which is existing in this body is identical, it is equal, it is only one. There is only one power, the universal power, which is ruling over the universe, whole universe, infinite universe. That's why I usually proclaim, Satya Sai proclaimed, Shirdi Sai proclaimed, Jesus Christ proclaimed, all the prophets proclaimed, there is only one God who is omnipotent and omnipresent. There is only one religion, the religion of love. There is only one caste, the caste of humanity. There is only one language, the language of the heart. And there is only one law, the law of duty. No doubt, Satya Sai is the incarnation of universal power and divine love. Satya Sai, Satya means true, Sa, yes. True. I means mother, Baba means father. He is the true universal mother and father. He did not hate any religion. He did not ask any person to hate any religion. He loved all religions. And he preached and taught ideal education system to the whole universe. He made the remote village in Anantapur district, India, international Pilgrim Center, not only Pilgrim Center, International Education Center, International Medical Center, International Service Center also, Spiritual Center. Spirituality is different from religion. Spirituality unites and embraces each and every person, each and every religion, each and every nation, country, and it proclaims the whole universe a unit, and the people who are living on the earth in the world belongs to only one family, that is universal family. I met Sri Sai physically also. He is really, actually the divine avatar, no doubt at all. He is alive now. He did not pass away. He disappeared. And now the duty of all the followers who are following, who are telling themselves, the devotees of Sathya Sai, what is their first and foremost duty? They have to unite and they must try to fulfill his aim. His path is their path. His word is an order for them. So all the people, all the followers of society should unite and should try to fulfill his aim. That is peace, P-E-A-C-E, peace. Prasanti means confirmed peace in the world, in the mind, in the house, in the city, in the county, in the state, in the country, and in the world, in the universe. That is the aim of, mission of Sathya Sai Avatar.
Thank you. Even though you and Baba are one, do you still have two personalities?
Yes, certainly. Certainly. The forms, if we want to do something, the power, the unique power, is taking some forms to do some things. The forms may be different, but power is unique. I am wanting, and I am willing to do the universal mission, that is bringing peace to the whole world. The spiritual leaders, avatars, they have no differences. They are one and same, and they do their work, united work, to bring peace to the world and to bring solace.
Swamiji, from where we are, As a human species, the choices that we are making, do you foresee in our near future the world having absolute peace?
This is a very good question. This is the question in each and every person also now, intellectual also. We are seeing so many unwanted incidents happening in the world, here and there. So conditions are very horrible. How can, Swami is telling, we will bring peace to the world? Is it possible? This is the question in the minds of so many people like you. But listen to me carefully. It is certain, 100%, we will get peace, P-E-A-C-E, peace. We are lacking peace because we are on the wrong path. We are disconnected ourselves with the universal power. So, we should not disconnect ourselves. We have to have connection. If we have connection, there is no confusion. If you lose the fuse, if we cut off the fuse, connection will be going away and we are in confusion in the darkness. So if we have connection, we will be happy. No doubt, seeing the so many things, horrible things, I am also feeling very sorry. Listening and seeing the incidents happening in the world, but listen to me carefully. Now the incident, the suffering of the people all around the world is like, I will give an example. A woman is pregnant and she has completed 9 months and she is suffering with the labor pains severely, seriously. Her husband, her mother, father, everybody is worrying a lot and they are going to the doctor and complaining about the condition of the pregnant lady. But doctor is smiling and telling them, wait, 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 2 hours, you will get a child, a boy, you will be happy. After 2 or 3 hours, he delivers a child, boy, and everyone feels very happy. Now, the condition in the world is also like that. The mother earth is suffering with the labor pains to give birth to a child that is peace, P-E-A-C-E, peace. Today or tomorrow or day after tomorrow, it will be a certain, we will bring peace. All the leaders of all countries also, in my opinion, it is my will also, not dream. It is my will. They will unite and they will have conferences, international conference, to bring peace to the world. It is a certain. It will be done, no doubt at all.
So the analogy that you use about a mother with labor pains giving birth, is it fair to say that we are going through a cleansing process to where positive and negative are coming together so we can work things out so we can move to the next level?
Certainly. Guru always cleanses. I always proclaims and tells everybody also, Guru is more than mother. Guru is more than father. Guru is the friend indeed. Guru is the best advisor. Guru is the best navigator. Guru is the best scavenger. And Guru is the God himself doing all these things. He seems to be doing nothing and he behaves like a common man. He is the best scavenger. He cleans us. He wants to take away all the impurities from us. And he wants to keep each and every person in a pure condition. So he purifies us. He purifies our house. He wants to purify the whole world. That is very important. Listen to me carefully. Now we are facing so many natural calamities, severe earthquakes, eruption of the volcanoes, tsunami, heavy rainfall, heavy snowfall. What is the main reason for the natural calamities happening today? Listen to me carefully. Earth is the combination and composition of 5 elements. Soil, water, fire, air, and space. These 5 elements should be in proper ratio. If they are in proper ratio, the whole earth will be in peaceful condition. But if any imbalance happens, it leads to the natural calamities. It leads to the struggle among the 5 elements. And it is the main reason for natural calamities. Why there is imbalance among the five elements? Because we are polluting soil, water, fire, air and space. Because of the pollution, the five elements are not in proper ratio. There is imbalance among the five elements. Because of the imbalance, there is struggle begins, and one wants to dominate others, and that is the main reason for all natural calamities. So we have to purify, and we have to keep each element of the earth away from pollution. So pollution is leading the whole human race to darkness. So we have to think about it. Actually, really, all the avatars, purushas, and all the godmen, all the spiritual leaders, they are trying to purify their followers, their devotees, not only their devotees and their followers, the whole human race also. We have to purify our mind. We have to purify our body. We have to purify our house and environment. We have to purify the five elements of the earth. And we have to purify the minds of the youth. We have to purify the minds of the children also. We have, now we are polluting the minds of the children, the minds of the youth, and the minds of each and every person also. So stop polluting the minds, stop polluting the five elements of the earth. That's why in India, the Veda Pandits, in every temple also, they are proclaiming Prithvi Shanti, Apas Shanti, Agri Shanti, Vayu Shanti, Akasha Shanti. That means let soil be in peaceful condition, let water be in peaceful condition, let fire be in peaceful condition, let air be in peaceful condition, let space be in peaceful condition, let the whole universe be in peaceful condition. So our aim is, our mission is to bring peace, P-E-A-C-E, peace, not P-A-E-C-E, peace. Today, everywhere, P-A-E-C-E, pieces, 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 pieces. But we have to unite and we have to bring peace. If we stop to making pieces and if we unite, we can bring peace, no doubt at all. If we want to bring peace, we have to unite. Unity makes us strong. And we have to purify ourselves. Purity is our mission and aim also. We are doing the same thing.
Swamiji, what is the most powerful mantra that a person can chant?
So, I am asking each and everybody to chant Om Sri Sai Ram Gurudeva Datta. But each and every mantra declared and proclaimed by spiritual leaders are great. You can follow any mantra, you can recite any mantra. That is just like the passwords to open the internet. Everyone now, they are having their own passwords. Passwords are different, but the internet is only one and the benefits are same. The same way, you can choose any mantra, but focus your mind. That is very important. Focus your mind and heart. With the focus of mind and heart, if we chant, then we will be benefited. The mind will become peaceful and powerful when you chant the mantra. Om Sri Sai Ram Gurudeva Datta.
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 Om Sri Sai Ram Guru Deva 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 Datta.
Guru Deva Datta.
Guru Deva Datta.
Om Sri Sai Ram Guru Deva Datta. This is my password. If anybody wants to have connection with myself, if they want to enter into my magnetic field, this is the password. But all the mantras are very good. Take Hanuman. Now Hanuman is alive. Hanuman chanted only one letter, Ram, 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 Ram. Ram, chanting Ram, made a monkey immortal. Now he is alive. Today also he is alive. So chant any mantra, Gayatri mantra. It is the mantra. If we chant that mantra, we can receive the solar energy and we can become powerful. We can make our mind powerful and we can increase the memory power and we can download anything immediately, and we can do miracles also. We can act actually. So Vishwamitra, Maharshi Vishwamitra gave this mantra, Gayatri mantra, to the whole human race. He researched how to become Brahmarshi, how to attain the divinity, how to get that power from the sun. And he researched and researched. He tried tried again to receive that power from the sun. Bhurbhuvashuvaha tat savitarvarenyam bhargo devasya dhimahi dhiyo yonah prachodayat. Om bhurbhuvashuvaha tat savitarvarenyam bhargo devasya dhimahi dhiyo yonah prachodayat. You can chant any mantra. You will be happy and you will become powerful. And
Swamiji, what is the blue pearl?
Good question. And the mantra pushpa also. So in every temple, the priests are telling. Nilatoya the Majjasta Vidyul Lekeva Bhaspara. So in our body, there is the spiritual light, spark, the divine spark is there in our body. Blue color. It is the divine power existing in our body. It is in everybody, everywhere. That is the Atma which is existing in each and every body. Actually, there are so many power centers in our body. In the heart, there is a granthi. Granthi means knot of nerves. That granthi is called Hrud granthi. In that Hrud granthi, Ichchāsakti is there. Ichchāsakti means the power of will is there. The power of will is in the heart. The power of knowledge is in the brain, mind. In the mind, there is Chitta Granthi. There is a Granthi that is called Chitta Granthi. In that Chitta Granthi, the power existing is Jnāna-sakti, that is power of knowledge. In the backbone, there is a granthi, Rudra granthi. In that granthi, kraya shakti, the power of action is existing. Listen to me very carefully. In the heart, the power of will is there. in the brain, in the mind, the power of knowledge is there. In the backbone, the power of action is there, existing in our body. So we have to make these three powers to be enlightened. Just like if we want water, we are going down into the soil until it touches the surface of the water there. Immediately the water is coming up like a fountain. In the same way, we have to drill into deepest parts of our heart so as it touches the divinity, surface of the divinity there, then immediately the power of will is coming like a fountain and touching the brain, and it makes the Chitta Granthi to be split, and the power existing there, the Jnana Shakti, the power of knowledge is enlightened. Then immediately it is making the Rudra Granthi, which is existing in the backbone, to enlighten, to split and enlighten the power existing in that Granthi, that is power of action. It is science, real practical science. According to the science also, brain is planning and ordering the backbone, and backbone, through the backbone, nervous system is making to do this thing and that thing. But power of will is coming from the heart. Will power is coming from the heart, will is coming from the heart, and planning is in the brain, and action is through backbone. It is the real practical science. It is proclaimed by the Arya Rishis, in the ancient India. They are the Rishis, the Yogis. In ancient India, they are like the scientists, just like a scientist who is sitting in the room, laboratory, for so many years, concentrating and finding new things which are beneficial to the society, inventing new things after research for a long time. The same way, the yogis are spiritual scientists, the Arishis are spiritual scientists. They search and research. They found the secrets in the human body. They found the secrets in the universe, and they declared to the whole human race for the benefit of the whole human race, to bring peace, to make the man powerful and peaceful. They did not want a particular part of people should be benefited. They wanted the whole human race should be benefited. Vasudhaika Kutumbakam, they declared Vasudhaika Kutumbakam. Vasudha means the earth, Eka means one, Kutumbakam means family. The people who are living on the earth belong to only one family. Isvara Sarva Bhutanam, the God is living in each and every person. And we have to make everyone peaceful and powerful. This is not religion. Sanatana Dharma, proclaimed by Arya Rishis in ancient India, it is not finite. It is not a religion. It is the universal human path, and it is Vishwa Dharma, the universal Dharma. We have to practice it. We have to become powerful and peaceful.
Swamiji, do you eat? If so, what? Or do you live on breatharianism?
Oh, 21 years when I was doing severe sadhana, I did not take anything for 21 years without taking food, only water. I spent 21 days. I followed Vaishnava path, Saiva path, Ganapatya path, Shaktiya and Saura, five paths in Hinduism and Christianity, Islam, Buddhism and other past also, and after experience, self-experience, I came to know that the goal is only one. You can follow any path you like, but the goal is only one. That is immense bliss. The power which is existing in every atom of the universe and which is ruling the whole universe is unique and it is only one. So we can follow any path and we can receive it. We must become powerful. We must become part and part of the universal power. We have to make the universal power flowing into our body, nervous system, and we have to become a good instrument to serve the society and to keep all the people on the dharmic path, prema path. My yoga, I proclaimed the yoga, prema yoga, vishwa yoga, that is vishwa yoga, prema yoga. I am telling, fill your heart with divine love. Fill your mind with peace and spread love and peace wherever you go. If you fill your heart with divine love, then the power of will which is existing in that heart will be enlightened. And it is going to the brain and it is touching the brain and it is awakening the hiding knowledge, the power of knowledge in the brain. When it is awakened, when the knowledge is awakened, we will become very powerful and peaceful and we can do something good to the society. No doubt, it is universal and unique. My path is path of love. My path is path of intelligence. My path is path of karma, that is duty. So, with love and affection, having the jnana in your mind, do your duty perfectly. Your duty must be his duty, the Lord's duty. We have to love our wife. We have to love your children. You have to love your family. You have to love your nation. You have to love your neighbors. You have to love everyone, your friends. And you have to love the earth, which is the basis for all human beings. Now, I am very sorry to tell all the people who are listening to this radio program. We are not thinking about the Mother Earth, which is the base for all nations, for all countries, for all people. We are thinking and loving our country, our religion, but we are neglecting and ignoring the Mother Earth. Mother Earth is giving everything. Mother Earth is giving and forgiving. We are getting and forgetting. First of all, think about the mother planet, Mother Earth, on which we are living. If the Mother Earth is not in good condition, peaceful condition, each and every country has to suffer a lot. So my slogan for the universal integration and peace march is awake, arise, and unite for protecting the Mother Earth. Awake, arise and unite for protecting the Mother Earth and bring peace to the Mother Earth. So we should not neglect. In Telugu and Sanskrit, I sing this song and I will tell the meaning. Mata manasa smarami Bhumata sirata namami Mata manasa smarami Bhumata sirasa namami Panchabhuta samaikya swarupini Panchabhuta samaikya swarupini Panchaprana pramoda pradayini Panchaprana pramoda pradayini Mata manasa smarami Bhumata sirasa namami. సకల చరాచర జీవదాయిని సకల చరాచర జీవదాయిని సర్వమానవ ప్రాణప్రదాయిని సర్వమానవ ప్రాణప్రదాయిని విశ్వ విరాజిత తేజోరూపిణి విశ్వ విరాజిత తేజోరూపిణి విశ్వప్రియే విశ్వ ప్రేమానురాగిణి మాతా మనసా స్మరామి భూమాతా శిరస నమామి ఏ మతమైనా ఏ కులమైనా ఏ మతమైనా ఏ కులమైనా ఏ ప్రాంతమైనా ఏ దేశమైనా ఏ ప్రాంతమైనా ఏ దేశమైనా మనుషులమంతా నీ పిల్లలం మనుషులమంతా నీ పిల్లలం మనుషులమంతా నీ కుటుంబం మనుషులమంతా ఒకే కుటుంబం మాత మనస స్మరామి భూమాత శిరస నమామి పంచభూత సమైక్య స్వరూపిణి పంచభూత సమైక్య స్వరూపిణి పంచ ప్రాణ ప్రమోద ప్రదాయిని పంచ ప్రాణ ప్రమోద ప్రదాయిని మాత మనస స్మరామి భూమాత శిరస నమః. ద మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ సాంగ్ ఈజ్ ఓ మదర్ క్యాట్ యువర్ ద కాంబినేషన్ అండ్ కాంపోజిషన్ ఆఫ్ ద ఫైవ్ ఎలిమెంట్స్ యు ఆర్ గివింగ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ యు ఆర్ గివింగ్ లైఫ్ టు ఈచ్ అండ్ ఎవ్రీ పర్సన్ వాట్ ఎవర్ ద రిలీజన్ మే బి వాట్ ఎవర్ ద నేషన్ మే బి వాట్ ఎవర్ ద ఫ్రాంటియర్ మే బి వాట్ ఆర్ ద కంట్రీ మే బి వీఆర్ ఆల్ యువర్ చిల్డ్రన్ వీఆర్ ఆల్ యువర్ ఫ్యామిలీ వీఆర్ ఆల్ ఓన్లీ వన్ ఫ్యామిలీ ఇన్ ఇంగ్లీష్ ఇఫ్ ఐ వాంట్ టు సింగ్ ఐ లైక్ యు వెరీ మచ్ ఐ లైక్ యు వెరీ మచ్ ఐ లవ్ యు వెరీ మచ్ ఐ లైక్ యు లవ్ యు లవ్ యు లైక్ యు వెరీ వెరీ మచ్ ఓ మదర్ యట్ Dear Mother Yet, Lovely Mother Yet, Sweet Mother Yet, Oh Mother Yet, I like you very much, I love you very much, I like you, love you very much, I love you, like you very much, like you, love you, love you, like you, love you very, very much. We have to love the Mother Yet. We are loving each and every country. We are loving each and every religion. We are loving each and every person also. That's why Jesus Christ also proclaimed, love thy neighbor as thyself. That means you have to love your neighbor as you love yourself. That means he is telling, I am living in your heart and in your neighbor's heart. That is Adi Shankaracharya declared, Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam. That is God is living in each and every one. Muhammad proclaimed, love everyone. Al means power, aha means the person who is having that power. That is Shiva Shakti, Ardhanarishvara. Yehovah, Yehovah means I am here. I am here. I am there. I am everywhere. God is everywhere. We have to realize, thinking about our own religion, we don't want to know about other religions and other paths. So we have to know each and every religion. We have to know each and every custom and civilization. There is only one civilization, that is universal human civilization and Vishwadharma. That is my heart beating. That's why we constructed a monument there in Guntur, in our ashram, in India, so southern India, Andhra Pradesh, near Guntur, Vishwanagar, Vishwamandiram. We constructed a Vishwamandiram, 100 meters high, and having 8 entrances, 7 entrances for 7 religions, and the 8th one is for rationalist also, who does not believe the God. So we should not throw away the person who hates the God also. They may hate God, but they are not hating the human beings. So we have to unite on the basis of humanity, whatever the religion may be. Suppose, one example I will give you. A person, journalist like you, asked me, Swami, who are you? I should not tell I am an Indian, I am a Hindu, I am an American, I am a Christian. First of all, I am a human being. Then I am an Indian, I am a Hindu. So everyone should not leave his religion, should not leave his nationality, should not leave his family. But we have to think, first and foremost, we have to think that we are all human beings and we belong to human family, universal family. That is the proclamation of the ancient Indian rishis who suffered a lot for the reset in Himalayan mountains also. That is Vasudhaika Kutumbakam. We have to make the whole world a family. For your information, I want to give you one example. In 2001, I happened to enter United States of America. I entered Los Angeles airport. The immigration officer, seeing myself, Swami, welcome, welcome to USA. How do you feel here? He asked me. I smiled and told him, I am not feeling any strange experience here. Homely atmosphere, peaceful atmosphere. Oh, officer, for me, officer, listen to me carefully. For me, coming from India to USA, it is just like coming from one room into another room in a house. The whole world is a house, and each and every country is a room in it. Oh, officer, if you ask me, Swami, which room you like very much, I will simply smile and tell you, I like each and every room in it, including the restroom also, I told. That is my proclamation and declaration to the whole human race. My appeal and request to the whole human race, each and everyone, to love the Mother Earth and try to unite. Lack of unity we are suffering. If we unite, we can do miracles and we can do His work. Lord is feeling very sorry. Why my sons and daughters are behaving like this? In the name of God, in the name of religion, in the name of this and that, why are they arguing and why are they quarreling and why are they spending the time unnecessarily? Come on, he is asking, come on, pray me unitedly, do my work unitedly, then I will be happy. We have to think, are we ready or not? I ask you, I pray the Lord, we are ready. And we will do your work and we will bring peace to the world, no doubt at all.
Swamiji, just a minute ago, you stated how we are one family across the world, but you also mentioned that we are a universal family. Are you implying that there are others, we call them extraterrestrials, and are they here assisting humanity in its next evolutionary leap?
That good question, and it is a doubt in the minds of so many intellectuals also. Not only, listen to me carefully, I am asking each and everyone to love the Mother Earth. Mother Earth means not the Earth, the Mother Planet on which we are living. Take infinite universe having all the nebulas. First, it was only a point. In that point, the power of will, power of knowledge, power of action was there. They are Trinity. Trishakti. Universal power is there. First, power of will came into existence. Immediately, power of knowledge came into existence. Immediately, power of action came into existence, and this infinite universe came into existence. Formless power, three power, came into existence. If any power wants to come in form, Prithvi Tattva is essential. Panchabhautika Prithvi Tattva, Prithvi Apa Tejo Vayu Rakasha. Prithvi means soil, water, fire, air and space. These five elements are essential to come in this form of universe. Not only on Mother Earth on which we are living, it is not the Mother Earth, Prithvi. Prithvi means Prithvi Tattva is all over the universe. So, in the other planets also, in some planets, life is there. But life may be in other forms also. Take an example. We are telling life and lifeless. Man, life. The person who is having life, he is having life. Animals, he is also having life. We are telling that stones are not having life. Stones are not having life, lifeless. And there is no motion in the stone. That is wrong. In the stones also, life is there. In the stones, moving is also there. How can you tell Swami, you can ask him. Come on. Spit. Go on spitting. We all, at last, we get atom. Once upon a time, the scientists declared we can't split the atom. But after that, they split the atom and they are telling nucleus is there, protons are there, electrons are there, neutrons are there. They are telling that nucleus. Nucleus means life. Around the nucleus, electrons and they are moving. Movement is there, and they are comparing. The scientists compare nucleus to the sun and electrons to the planet, and they are telling the solar minute form of the solar system is existing in the atom. They are telling. So, in the stone also, there is movement and there is life. Listen to me carefully. Scientists declare the minute form of the solar system is existing in the atom. My declaration is not only the minute form of the solar system, the minute form of the infinite universe is existing in each and every atom. The infinite universe is everywhere, in every atom. That is a real fact. Scientists like Einstein will come in the future and he will prove it. Whether we prove it or not, whether we accept it or not, truth is always truth. So life is there in other forms. Suppose take water. Water, if we go on cooling, we get ice. If we increase the heat, water will become water vapor. And if we go on increasing the heat, in the minute forms, that is also the same thing. In the same way, prana is there, forms may be different. Forms may change, but prana is always there in the other planets also, prana is there. Prana is the source. From prana, Vishwa prana, everything in the universe appeared and came into existence. Vishwa prana is the base. It is the center. From that Vishwa prana, every prana is there. Prana is everywhere. In one form or another form. Forms may be different.
Swamiji, we have about 3 minutes left. Is there something you would like to leave us with in particular? And I want to say how grateful and humbled I am that you've come in my life and graced me with your presence, and also on this radio show. Thank you. Is there something you would like to leave us with, Swamiji?
Ending conclusion.
I'm very happy to come on this radio program and to talk to the people who are listening to this radio program. And I am very happy to take you into my magnetic field. It is the divine will. It is the Lord's will. You are very sweet at heart. And you are very disciplined and devoted. And you thought and thought and thought to bring peace to the man, to bring unity in the world, to bring solace to each and every mind. And you are searching for the correct persons. And your journey will be successful. This is the divine will. Connection between yourself and myself, it is eternal, it is the divine will, and we will be successful in our life. My humble request, appeal to each and every person in the world, on the earth, and every leader of the, and every head of the nation also, every nation also, try to understand why we are now facing so many natural calamities. Why we are facing so many dreadful diseases like Ebola? And we are facing terrorism also. The three main challenges are there before us. One is terrorism, second is natural calamities, third is dreadful diseases like Ebola, SARS, so many diseases. Doctors also can't they can't cure. They are unable to cure. Why? Why the virus is coming? And what is the main reason for terrorism? What is the main reason for the natural calamities? Come on, unite, have conferences, scientists, intellectuals, and use your intelligence, your power to save the human race, the mother planet, the mother earth, from these three challenges. Are you ready or not? You have to think, and we have to think a lot, unite and think, and protect the mother earth from all these, mainly these three challenges, terrorism, natural calamities, and dreadful diseases. We can do. We are not thinking about the root cause. Suppose a person is killing with a knife. The judge is not punishing the knife. The judge is punishing the person who uses the knife to kill a person. In the terrorism also, we should think about that. Natural calamities also, we must find the root cause. And I bless you all unitedly. No doubt we will be free from these. We can challenge and we can suppress these three challenges. Attack, not attack, with love in the heart and with intelligence in the mind, we can satisfy, we can make the world abode of the peace. God is one for everyone. God is there, God everywhere.
Swamiji, thank you for being on this program. I look forward to meeting you again.
I want to know whether you're completely satisfied.
Yes, Swamiji, I am completely satisfied.
And we have to, unitedly, we have to make the world a abode of the peace. And we have to make each and every person happy. No doubt, we will do it. Sarve jana sukhino bhavantu, loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.
Thank you, Swamiji. Everyone, this is Keith Anthony Blanchard. I don't know what to say after such an amazing, powerful... I don't want to call it a show. I don't want to call it a radio show tonight. I don't. It doesn't seem right. I want to call it a darshan, which means blessings from a holy man. I'm beside myself. I had the blessed opportunity to meet Swamiji in person. There is a powerful, magical light there that exudes and it will engulf you. And I was blessed to be in his physical presence. And he called me to do this darshan through the vehicle of Center of Light Radio. I'm honored, I'm blessed, I'm humbled. I don't know what else to say except thank you for considering me, Spirit. Help guide me to do your work to a greater degree. Amen. And so it is. Namaste, all. See you next Monday.